Here we are again. We're talking about the four postures that we recommend inside the RAID program, the program of postures as it relates to different constitutional types of irises. So these four postures, they correspond to four iris constitutions. Posture number one is basically the shaker pattern, and that's the energy of movement. And even though it's coming down, it has its own movement that's upward. Posture number two is around the heart, and that's more of a horizontal perspective because that includes people and emotional situations. Posture number three is posture that's downward, and that's the kinesthetic function, and that's the link into the earth, the body, nature, mineral, plant, animal kingdom. Posture number one, shaker. Posture number three, stream. These two are connected. They're both basically vertical. Posture number two, posture number four, are also connected, but it's flower and jewel. Now, I have discussed the posture number one and three together, and I've explained the basics of posture number two. I'd like to review it again just a little bit, and then I'll go into posture number four. Posture number two and four is electro, a constrictive force, and magnetic, an emanating, liberating force in physics. These two are opposites, and they produce the experiences of relationships having attractions for each other. There's many different kinds, but we'll just talk about these two. So let me show you a reminder of what posture number two is really about. Here is posture number two. Posture number two imitates through the physical body the expression of the flower structure. The flower structure is the open petaled forms within the iris that has a natural expansive quality. It is about spatial perception. So the basic posture of the hands is an opening function. And then it's also an expansive function, hence the larger expanding spiral force of opening. This is posture number two and how it's related to the iris. But there's a deeper explanation also for posture number two. We've done this before, but let me just review and show you another explanation of this posture. This is a greater explanation of posture number two. It has the symbology of the experience of feeling having different diameters. What I mean by a diameter is simply how many people are included in this field. In the first part of that, it is the feeling of a mother for a baby, her own child. And then eventually the feeling of the love for one child is multiplied by the number of people within a community, meaning literally there is a natural progression where what we feel inside of our own family is ultimately experienced and distributed within the community that we reside. Then there is a larger perspective of how the numerical number now goes to the earth. All this symbol is, instead of just being a single baby, this now includes all souls on earth. So now the numerical number has gone up to at least 7 billion. So what started out as one, maybe moved to tens of thousands or even millions in a community. It goes into a global function of being inclusive of all souls on earth. The last part is all souls in the galaxy, and then ultimately all souls in the universe. So can I have the same feeling I have for one baby at each one of these intervals of increase? This is posture number two. I've taken posture number one, which is something much greater than I can explain or feel. It's an element of faith. I'm aligning my body to it. I'm bringing it in, wanting to give and receive and share this with other people. And it has these different diameters to it. Now, this is opposite posture number four. Let me show you the difference. This is posture number four. Posture number two, flower, opposite the jewel constitution, is posture number four. The jewel constitution, noticeably by these brown dots throughout, is a mentally oriented posture, meaning I'm going to bring my individual free will mentally to this position. I'm going to bring myself into this choice to bring my reality of my own mind, presence of personality into this. So how am I going to do this? I'm going to recognize my individuality. I'm going to recognize my own authentic uniqueness. And I'm going to want to authentically be me while I'm sharing with other people. So the flower is a multiplicity of many, many souls. The jewel is the singularity of my relationship to the many. And the important part about this is also how it goes into the experience of the use of the mind. Now, in this picture, the focus of the mind is right between the solar plexus and the heart. And this is the boundary or limits of the mind. The mind is primarily an instrument of free will that operates within a restricted parameter of the senses. So the mind uses the five senses, a very limited spectrum, to begin to utilize its own free will. If I move my hands, I move my words, I move my body, I can make a choice with my own free will within this limited perspective. This gives me the experience of being able to realize the consequences of my choices physically. In this one, now I can use my imagination, I can use other instruments, I can use nature, the mineral kingdom, plant kingdom, and so on. I can use my mind and my imagination to bring my attention to a specific location. That is, to share my own individuality with as many people as possible. Whether it starts out with one child in the family, or my own small family, a community, a country, the globe, the galaxy, the universe, and so on. How broad am I willing to acknowledge my relationship with other people? This is the function of the fourth posture. It is me being willing to be my original, authentic soul as it was originally intended to be, offered freely and openly with other people. That's how the fourth posture merges with the second posture. Yes, I know there's a lot to this, but there's even more coming, and I'll give you a brief preview of what comes, is because what I'm actually doing by this final posture I'm being urged the four different energies of the iris, four constitutional energies, what we call the shaker, dynamic movement, the stream, which is a consistent firmness, with the awareness of the mind and the experience of emotional phenomena. I'm beginning to merge these four. By intention, I want to become all of me, not just limited to my iris, not just limited to my birth order. I want to be the actuality of the soul I am really intended to be. Now, I'll discuss this on another video on how this will ultimately relate to choices that we make in harmony with nature. And I'm suggesting that you might consider this on the equinox. Okay, that's a lot to consider. Four postures, four irises, four energies, how to be able to intentionally desire to want to merge those four. Lots to think about. See you later.